It is 7:06 by my computer. It is Wednesday, August 14th, and I will now call to order the regular meeting of the KPFT LSD and ask the secretary if he'll please call the roll.
I will do that. And is someone in a restaurant, and should they mute themselves?
That's Robert Gardner. That's,
yeah, I'm going to figure it. Okay, now I got it.
There we go. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. Teresa Allen. I keep going. I know she's here. David Britton.
Yes.
Lillian Kerr. I saw her. I'll come back.
Okay, I'm here. Sorry, I muted. I'm here.
No worries. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Joe Davis. Joseph. I think I saw him. I'll come back. Let's see. Elaine Duncan. Or is she gone?
Resigned.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to update that. Lyndon Foley. I'll come back. Henry Faust asked for an excused absence. I move that we excuse.
Let's take all the requests for excused at the end.
Oh, thank you. Robert Gartner.
And now Bob can't say anything.
Mr. Chair, I'll
come back.
You mute him. Can unmute him? You just mute him.
He is not muted. You can look at his little square.
I can see the little thing and it's muted.
Yeah, he's muted.
Okay. We'll come back.
Oh,
Robert Green, present.
But not by us.
Mike Lewis asked for an excused. Anita Long, can you confirm?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you for attending. Sandy Weinman.
Is unmuted in here.
Thank you. Cheryl Lynn.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Hey, Cheryl.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Mac McPherson.
I'm here.
Tori Mercer. We'll come back.
I requested an excused absence.
Okay. We'll ask for that. Excused. Rick Norris.
Hello, everybody. I'm here.
There we go. Thank you. Frank Protka. Frank, we'll come back. Jane Scheidler. I'll come back. Debbie Smith.
Here.
Egberto Willis. We'll come back. Susan Young. Saw her. Yeah.
You're muted. Susan, you're muted.
Susan Young.
Yeah, I know. I lost my mouse. My cat threw the mouse on the floor. There, unmuted. I'm here.
I'm glad it wasn't eaten by the cat. Okay, sorry about that. All right, so let's go back. Teresa Allen, have you reemerged? Teresa Allen. Oh, did we mute her?
Present.
There you go.
Present, thank you. All right. Joseph Davis. All right. If he comes on, I'll remark him. Lyndon Foley. Okay. Robert Gartner, can you hear me? Or can you speak?
I have asked him to unmute. I can't unmute him. I was able to mute him because we couldn't conduct anything over the roar wherever he was. But he was here. He is here.
Okay, we are marking.
Figure out how to unmute himself.
Excellent.
Eventually.
All right. Let's keep going here. Stuart, can you say present?
Yes, I'm present.
Thank you, sir. Okay, how about Frank Protka? And Jane Scheidler? and Egberto. Let's count these up.
Jane, speak up. You're here. Speak up. Well, you're not muted, but we're not hearing you either.
Was that?
Jane, you are muted. You are muted.
No, she's not
muted. I can see her. And yes. She's trying to talk.
Yes,
hang on a minute, Lyndon.
So
Lyndon's going to say he's here.
She'll figure it out.
Lyndon is here. Good. Lyndon is here. I'm okay with that. Let's count this up.
Well,
thank you. Okay, is that better?
We've got 15.
We can hear you.
Okay, then we have.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We have 16.
Okay. There were a couple of requests for excused absence. One was, I think, I know Tori Mercer and Susan. Who was the other one? Who was the other one?
Mike Lewis.
Who?
Mike Lewis.
Yes, I got it. And I think there was a third one. Are there any objections to the requests for excused absence?
May I say something?
Of course.
I was told that Frank Kratka was out of town, and he may have asked for an absence for 2 months in a row or something.
Yes, and I knew there was a third name, and that's what I was searching for. So I repeat my earlier question. Are there any objections to the requests for excused absence? Going once, going twice. I take it by your silence there are none. Those absences will be excused then. I will now read the agenda.
It looks like Jane was trying to say something.
Jane, did you have something to say? Jane?
No, I was just acknowledging my existence.
We all acknowledge your existence. You are somebody. Okay. And Adriana, I know you had your hand up, but I think we've covered that, right? And if somebody will call Bob Gartner and tell him to unmute himself, because I cannot from here unmute him. I can mute, but I cannot unmute. I don't know why I designed it that way, but that's the way it is. So I will now read the agenda. We've had the call to order at 7:06. We've had roll call. We have a quorum. I'm asking for approval of the following agenda. After I read the agenda, the first item on the agenda is to adjourn to the Assembly of Delegates to A, ratify the election of Marianne Martinez as PNB director to fill that vacancy, and two, to fill the delegate LSB vacancies. we will begin that no later than 16 minutes from now at 7:30. I will read the rest of the delegates assembly agenda when we get there. Minutes approval, we've allotted 10 minutes for that. Staff recognition, 5 minutes for that. Interim general manager's report, 15 minutes. PNB representatives reports, 15 minutes. Committee reports, 5 minutes each. Unfinished business, if we have any, 10 minutes. Same for new business, if we have any, 10 minutes. Confirm the next meeting date of September 11, 2024, and adjourn by 10 p.m. certain or earlier. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to approval of the agenda as it's been read? Going once, going twice. Thank you. Motion carried. Pardon me. I got a frog in my throat. Okay, then we will adjourn now to the delegates assembly. And I know silly it seems to me that we just called the roll and now we're going to call the roll again. Nonetheless, I think we need to, I don't think we need to call the roll again. Unless somebody knows a way around that. So, Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll again for the delegates?
All right. Everybody unmute. So, we'll go through it quickly. Teresa Allen. I'll come back. David Britton.
Yes.
Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Adriana Casanev.
Present.
Lyndon Foley. I'll come back. Robert Gartner.
He's come back.
Here. Robert Lee, present. Mike, Anita Long.
Present.
Sandy Weinman.
Present, but not part of your meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. Cheryl Lynn.
Present.
Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am, in fact, yes.
Stuart Nance.
Yes, I'm here.
Rick Norris.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Thank you. Okay. Jane.
Present.
Present. Debbie Smith.
Present.
Egberto Willis. And Susan Young.
Here. And I think both Teresa and Lyndon were having trouble with their mutes.
Yeah, Lyndon, if
you're on. Tori's here. Note that Tori's here.
Oh, God, no.
And Tori's here? Okay, thank you. Lyndon and Tori. Hello, Tori.
Hey.
Yes, sir. We are good to move on.
Okay. We have quorum then. All right. I'll read the agenda for the delegates assembly. We've allotted 5 minutes to ratify the election of Marianne Martinez as PNB listener representative director. We've allotted 20 minutes to call for nominations for LSB delegate vacancies. I believe we've got, what, two? Those candidates who have, we've invited all the candidates to be here, statements from each candidate who has logged on. And then we'll call for a motion to authorize the tellers to conduct the balloting by email. If we can't get this done in 40 minutes by 8 o'clock, then we will have to stand down for public comment, which begins at 8 o'clock time certain, and then reconvene the delegates assembly if needed after that public comment. So, is there a motion?
Mr. Chair? I move approval of the delegates assembly agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
I second.
Are there any objections to approval of the agenda? Going once, going twice, there being none, the agenda is approved. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes, I have first two questions. How many vacancies do we have?
I believe we have two.
I believe that we have three because we have Bob Lackender, Elaine Duncan, and Richard Usel to start with. But the second question is, how many candidates we have? Because
I don't
You know, we let me finish my question and then you can answer after I finish my question, sir, if you don't mind. Thank you.
You have three questions then.
I have two questions, sir. The second question is, we receive emails from 5 interested people. And when I talked to the secretary, he said that he only have 2. I don't know what is going on. But if we receive 5 people that asked to be considered a candidate, my question is, how can you conduct a fair election if you don't communicate to these people and let them know?
I'm going to call that, I'm going to rule your second, I'm going to rule your last question out of order. I will answer your first question. If there are 3, I'm sure Susan or someone can verify that, but it's my understanding there are 2. If there are 3, we'll have election for them. It is my understanding that we had as many as 15. Susan, please forgive me. How many?
So I didn't quite hear what Adriana said about who all are the vacancies. The vacancies that I know of are Elaine Duncan, who sent in her resignation, and Richard Uzzell, who has passed away. I have asked earlier today about where the statements were, where the requests to be candidates were. I only saw 2, and I kept an eye out for them.
Yes.
So, Adriana, you know of ones that I didn't see that are submitted. So I don't know if maybe Rob Lee has them.
Well, I think I can shortcut this. Written statements are not on the agenda, which has been approved. If there are written statements, they can be submitted to the entire LSB. That is not an issue. We can do that easily. The question, it seems to me now, first of all, let's do the first order of business. Is there a motion to ratify the election of Marianne Martinez as PNB representative?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any objection to ratification of Marianne Martinez's election to the LSB?
No.
Going once?
PNB.
Going twice?
PNB.
Did I say I'm sorry, PNB. Hearing no objection, and with that clarification, the motion carries. Then, as I was, to circle back where I was going to say, it seems to me the order of business to address the second item on the Delegates Assembly agenda is to determine who is attending, which candidates, if any, I see a couple, which candidates are attending tonight and wish to address the LSB in support of their candidacy. I see Glenn Etienne. I see Rajat Chopra. Am I pronouncing the name right?
Yes, you got it.
Are there any other candidates on the call?
Rhonda Gardner.
I don't see her. Rhonda, speak up. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I see you now. Thank you. So are there any other candidates on the call? Hearing none, if somebody shows up or if you're muted and haven't told me for some reason, then, you know, when you speak up, we'll certainly take you up. I'm going to then.
Mr. Chair, may I ask my question?
You have another question?
Yes. How many candidates, the secretary need to ask to answer that, how many people asked to be candidates? Because you are asking who's here, but if the people didn't receive the number where to call, how can they be here?
For the record, I did not receive any emails, and I watched for them very diligently, and I checked my spam. And as you recall, in the last delegate for vacancy thing, I also didn't get communicated with, so I'm not real sure what's going on there.
But well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me address this. I don't know who got what. I didn't get any of those emails. I only got emails from redirected to me from some candidates. That is not an issue that we're going to resolve here. So far as I know, there's no way to determine. It's impossible to determine who might not have gotten something. Okay. You can't prove a negative. You can't demonstrate a negative. So I'm going to circle back to what I just started with and, I'll get to you in a moment, Teresa. Circle back to calling on those candidates who have appeared, and that includes you, Rhonda. Thank you for being here. Doing this in some sort of orderly manner. Now, Teresa, you have your hand up. Yes.
Yes. If I understand correctly, the notification on kpft.org and the announcement said to submit application if you're interested in these two openings to lsb@kpft.org. Is there anyone, may I ask if there's anyone on this call from the LSB that received any other applications other than those Lynn Etienne and Rajat Chopra and Rhonda Gardner, I guess?
Yes, Adriana Kasneva, and I sent an email to all of you before saying the names. July 21st, we received an email from John Mercer. In July 22nd, from Mr. Jim Robinson. July 23rd, right, from Mr. Rajat Chopra.
August 9th. Excuse me, I am going to interrupt you. This entire discussion is out of order.
I'm answering the question that Teresa asked.
The call for candidates has been broadcast. I know I'm a listener and I've heard it. I expect that that's how Rhonda Gardner heard it. I expect that that's how Mr. Etienne and Mr. Chopra heard it. We can only deal with those people who are here. Anyone who is a candidate can submit whatever they and get and be on the ballot. We can only address those candidates who have appeared here, presumably in response to the broadcast, repeated broadcast of the election and the call for candidates.
Mr. Chair, I think the question might be just simply to ask Rob, who did he contact? Not, you can't prove a negative, but we can ask, did he know to even send it to them? He may not have known.
Are we ready?
Yeah, Rob, is there anybody that you sent it to that has not?
Here's what I have. I had three, a David Cotton. I spoke to him. He's decided to withhold his candidacy for a little bit due to some work issues. Mr. Rajat Chopra, who is here tonight. Thank you. Glenn, and I hope I'm saying it, Etienne. So, Adriana, pointed out Jim Robison and John Mercer. I have reached out to them and provided my phone number in an email to them. It was late. I can't remember if you contacted me yesterday or today. So all I can say is if I did not see these people. I had no electricity, and then I still have internet problems. I did not see them, and I do apologize. Rhonda was running last time, and I'm glad that she is back today to run. But that is the extent of those that I am aware of.
So with that question answered, we have 30 minutes to try to get this done, guys. So again, of those candidates who are here, I invite each of them, say for 5 minutes, and I'll keep time, to make any statement that they would like in support or in or explanation of their candidacies. And I'm going to, this isn't necessarily in any order except the order in which I see them on my screen. So, Rhonda, would you like to, Ms. Rhonda Gardner? Gardner. Is it Gardner or Garner?
Garner.
No, Garner, G. Like the park. Okay. Then, would you like to address the assembly?
Yes. I would like for you to please consider me for the, delegate vacancy seat. I have been a longtime listener and supporter of KPFT. I'm 62 years old. I've been listening since I was in junior high school. That's a very long time. I've played many different roles at KPFT. I've been a programmer. I've been a producer. I've worked in the membership department, and I have served on the national board. I've served on the LSB, and over all of the years that I've participated, I've probably served on most every committee at one time or another. I'm really excited and happy to see the great strides that KPFT has made over the past couple of years, securing the building. I think that's phenomenal. I think that's like super excellent. I'd like to contribute with regards to membership and helping to call on lapsed cards or sustainers, that type of thing. I had a very good AR rate whenever I was in charge of membership collections at KPFT. But the one thing that I feel like I would like to contribute to is and try to, I don't know how to do it because I've been around a long time and it just hasn't happened to the degree that I imagined that we could take it. And that is to get more younger people involved in their families. I think it's great that Rick Iscariota is coming back. I think we've got some really solid programmers going on. I see a lot of hope. And so I feel like it's worth, donating my time to. I have the skills, I have the experience, and I'm up to the challenges. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Let me restart my timer. And in all that, in all those questions and all that discussions, we skipped over the nominations part. So, of those, we know these, we have these people, Rhonda Garner, Glenn Etienne, and Rajat Chopra. I nominate them all. Can I do that?
Go ahead.
Okay. So you're nominated. Let me deviate for one moment. There were two other names, right? Adriana, what were the other names?
The other names that I have were David Cotton, Gene Robson, John Mercer.
I nominate them as well.
I nominate the three of them too. And we received the LSB, the email that I'm on, received the emails.
Got it. Okay.
We know that we have more than one LSV list.
Glenn Etienne, you are next on our list. Or you're not on our list, on my screen, reading left to right. Okay. So I hope that you will address us. You have 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you for recognizing me, and thank you for holding this event tonight and inviting us to be here. I've lived here in Texas now for 44 years, in Houston for 43. I'm a mechanical engineer by education and training. I worked in the oil and gas industry for over 40 years. And my career evolved over time. the one facet of my career that really grabbed me was the last one that where I served as senior director of legislative affairs for an energy company here in Houston. And it really opened my eyes to just how much impact money plays in our government today. It sparked an interest in me becoming more involved. I'm a precinct chair. I'm a volunteer deputy voter registrar. I currently serve as a elections training instructor with Harris County Elections, because one of my favorite programs on KPFT is Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis. And I'm originally from South Louisiana, so I like Los Zotico, and I've listened a few times to the Zotico. But being involved in the community and making citizens aware of what is going on, what is happening. Media plays a huge role in the lives of people. And that's where I'd like to help in any way I can with programming or whatever the need may be. Because this is about people's lives. Not necessarily about politics. At the end of the day, it's about people's lives. And that's very important. And so that's where I'm coming from. That's my interest level. I want to get involved from that aspect. And, I'm impressed with KPFT and interested in serving. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being here and stepping it up, Glenn. next on my screen, going left to right, is Rajat Chopra. You have 5 minutes if you would like to address the – let me start my damn timer. If you'd like to address the Delegates Assembly.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm Rajat Chopra. A lot of people commonly call me Bobby, if that's easier for anyone to remember. I have been a listener and supporter of KPFT for a long time now. I remember the first program I started listening to, Generation Radio, back, I think, when it first started in the early 2000s. I have been listening every Thursday to that program for the longest time now. Border Radio is also a program that somehow I'm listening to pretty much all the time, since it's on almost daily. And I listen to the Sunday Blues whenever I get time on Sundays in the mornings, mid-mornings. But I have been interested in a while for, to get involved, in the local community here in Houston. I heard about this opportunity on the radio. I really thought that it, is something that I would like to contribute to, and help out, this radio station. It would be something similar to helping out the city of Houston. From my point of view, for considering all the joy and impact that the radio station has given to me personally. I'm a business owner. I have a maintenance, building maintenance company of my own. And over the years, I have learned many things about how to run a business, how to keep it organized, and how to respond to customers, how to respond to people, how to interact with others, and also on the other side, how to handle finances for a company, how to drive down costs, how to try to increase profitability. And I'm interested in helping out the radio station in any aspect from the skills that I have in operations or in management and in accounting, in managing finances, really any type of need that the radio station may have, I would be interested in helping out. I just ask if I would really appreciate your consideration for this position at the radio station. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roger. Has anybody else joined the call, joined the meeting, who is a candidate, wishes to be run for the LSB? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I may just offer, one of the requests from somebody who's listening in was to forward the links, the Zoom links, to those who haven't received the only person I know of who's gotten these emails is Adriana. So Adriana has the contact information for them, and perhaps Adriana can forward them the links. And then if we can hear from them when they arrive, even if it's after public comment.
I would interrupt them. I have a question. Of course you do, Adriana. Yes.
Please, sir, try to be more civil. Yes, thank you. My question is, I didn't receive it by myself because I don't know those people. I received those emails. What I can do is send to everybody again forward the email that I received from those candidates. It's the only thing that I can do because I personally don't know any of them. Okay?
Adriana, we thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
If you have any other means of contacting them, please. But
could I interject?
Yes.
Broadly? And Adriana, I just found out about those two additional names, Robeson and Mercer, yesterday. I have reached out to them.
That's all we can do.
You told me this morning in your email that you have only two. You told me this morning in your email.
Okay. We're not going to get into it. I sent you an additional email with one other name. When I received the names, I reached out.
Once again, this entire discussion is out of order. We can only deal in this meeting with who we have, with what we have. So the next item on the delegates assembly agenda is to, I'll call for a motion to authorize the tellers, and I'll note to conduct balloting by email, and I'll note for anyone who wishes to make that motion that Appendix A, appended to the motion, appended to the agenda, is a complete and clear recitation of the motion, which could be incorporated verbatim into the minutes. So is there a motion to ratify?
So moved. Scheidler. So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second, Young.
Okay. And saw you too, Debbie. So is there any objection to the motion as set out in the Appendix A to the agenda, which would then be incorporated into the minutes, and we don't have to read it into the record because it's already there. Going once, going twice, motion.
May I ask a question, sir? How the public will know
now,
if it's
the motion. What? Did you have an objection? First of all, let's deal with what we were doing. Do you have an objection to the motion?
Don't read it, how the public will know? Because they don't receive the agenda.
Here we go again. This
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I will, if you don't mind, I'll read it.
Go ahead. We have 14 minutes.
Great. Appendix A, motion for e-voting for filling delegate vacancy. Whereas Article 4, Section 10 of the Pacifica Bylaws authorizes the delegates to appoint a member of the appropriate class to complete the term. Let's see, make sure. I'm reading the right one. The appropriate class to complete the term of a local delegate vacancy, which occurs midterm after the alternates list from the last election has been exhausted. And whereas the KPFT delegates have two midterm vacancies and no eligible and available candidate from the last election, resolved that the election of KPFT listener sponsored delegates to complete the vacant 2-year terms, which began on December 13th, 2023, shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Ruth serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFT delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or after August 14, 2024, and that the polls shall close 7 days later at 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the delegates after the preliminary tally distribution. The final results should be ratified by a vote of delegates. To facilitate these elections after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current KPFT delegates with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates, and the position to which they have been nominated, paren, listener, sponsor, delegate, and paren, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted.
Okay. And I'll call again. It's been moved. It's been seconded. I'll ask again. Are there any objections to the motion? Going once.
I have an addendum or a correction on it. Is now the time for that?
Yes.
There's okay, thanks. So, Susan, I apologize. I didn't have a hard copy in front of it to read along, but you read a section about three paragraphs up from the end. It sounded like that said, should the tellers not be available to conduct this, that the chair can pick, someone else. And I think that needs to be clarified just for future potential issues, the chair of tellers versus just generally the chair can pick, because to me that sounds like Sean can pick him if he wants.
Well, it is. It's the chair of the
board. Okay.
Thank you for bringing this up, but let me just say this language is approved by Terry Goodman, and so it's boilerplate that we use with them.
I just wanted it as clear as possible, and if that's what you intended it to say, then clearly it worked because that's what I heard. So good.
I would only say that I'm only authorized to designate neutral persons. I don't know where I'd grab people off the street, but what I'll do. So are there any objections then with that clarification? Are there any objections to the motion? Going once, going twice, hearing none, the motion carries. And we will, is there a motion to adjourn the, let me make sure I'm reading this right.
I have a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Sure. What's your point of information?
I think that we had a procedure for conducting the election, but I'm somewhat confused as to who's going to be on the ballot. People were told to send it to lsb@kpft.org. So everyone on the LSB should have received these applications. The only one that I'm hearing that received these applications was Adriana.
No, I know that to be incorrect, because I received, they were forwarded to me by members, not Adriana, for Glenn Etienne and Rosette Chopra. So,
yeah, I'm not those two. I'm talking about the other people.
Right. We don't know who sent what to Adriana other than what she's told us. And if she can get the, I don't know the procedure.
Mr. Chair, I have one problem. We can see the official list of KPFT LSB members is posted at the official website of the organization. You can see that we are missing three names. Bob Lockander is not there. It means that we have three openings. Okay. We have Richard Usel, Elaine Duncan, and Bob Lockander. It's right there. You can go and check the official website. It's what is there, sir. It's not my invention. And Teresa Allen just told us that a few minutes ago before we start the meeting. Do you want the recording of she saying that?
No, I really don't.
May I speak to the question, Mr. Chair? Lockander resigned at the very beginning of the year, and his position was filled by Andrea Riley, who resigned subsequently, and her position has been filled by Anita Long. And then we have two newer vacancies. One of them is Elaine Duncan, who just resigned, and the other is Richard Uzel, who has died. That's the only two we are filling at this time. The question of us not all receiving the candidates, I would like a motion. I'd like to put forward a motion that all the people who have submitted their candidacies, whether they went to one list or another, be included on the ballot for us to vote on.
And that is why I made sure that we had their names.
I would like their statements. If these people are included on the ballot, I would at least like to see their statements. I don't think I can assume that if you applied for the opening, I would like to see their statements. So if you have.
Let me respond to that. Let me respond. They're not required. Nobody's required to make a statement. We're lucky that these people want to participate, and we're lucky that these people who have appeared, who have come here today have offered their statements, but we can't make somebody give a statement. You may decide not to vote for them because they didn't give a statement, but you can't make them. We have one more question from Tori Mercer. And then we are coming up on a hard 8 o'clock. So, Tori?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen everybody's statement, and, you know, it's casual, it's informal, and, you know, kind of to the point. But I was thinking that probably there should be some time to ask the candidates questions here.
But we don't have that time. We allotted 20 minutes for this, and we're coming on 30, and we're coming on a hard stop for the public comment. Let me just ask briefly, Sandy, am I wrong that people will have an opportunity to make any statements, to be interviewed, whatever, on air?
Well, for the two positions you're trying to fill, I wouldn't think so, but for the upcoming election,
we're not there.
Right. We're not there. So for this go around, there's no plan of any kind of that sort.
Okay. Susan and then Cheryl. And then we got a hard stop, guys.
Sure. Understood. I suggest that we get that whoever has these, forward them to us. We can read those statements. We can contact them by email and find out more about them. and that we offer people the opportunity for there to be an email exchange of questions and information that everybody can follow up on that and do that before they fill out their ballots.
Cheryl, you have your hand up?
They send emails asking what they have to do.
You're out of turn, Adrian. I've called on Cheryl.
I know.
I was, Susan's may cover it. I was just thinking that though I very, very much appreciate your efforts and success in keeping these meetings as productive and short as they can be, this is pretty important. And I like the idea of being able to ask candidates questions where we can see them and they can respond real time. I thought that was the process. And I wonder if we might want to add, 20 minutes to what we were planning on just to be able to do that, because this is a future KPFT, the board.
Is that a motion?
Sure.
Okay. As I understand it, the motion is to extend time for the delegates assembly so that members of the LSB, of the delegates assembly may address questions to those candidates who are here this evening. So, is there a second? I'll second it. So, are there any objections to extension of time? And we've got like 3 minutes before our hard stop. Are there any objections to resuming the delegates assembly at the conclusion of public comment? Are there any objections? Going once, going twice, motion carries. We'll resume the delegates assembly immediately following public comment. I ask people to use this 30 minutes we have to formulate concise, substantive questions that the candidates can address in the same manner. And we may find that it doesn't take 20 minutes. We get some of that time back. All right. Look, we've got 2 minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Is there a second to move to approve the minutes?
I second it.
All right. Is there any objection to approval of the minutes, keeping in mind that they can always be amended?
Can you mention which minutes?
They are the minutes. Yes.
July 15th.
Hang on. I'm going to read it so I don't make a mistake. They are the minutes of the July 17th, 2024 meeting. Are there any objections?
We are talking about the delegate assembly of the regular LSB, sir.
I have adjourned. If I said so. If I didn't, that's my error, because we are 30 seconds from our hard stop and I'm trying to get this done. Is there any objection to approval of the July 17, 2024 minutes? Going once, going twice, motion carries. All right. It is now, by my computer clock, it is now 8 o'clock, time for public comment. Each meeting, we allot as much as 30 minutes so that members of the public may address the LSB. The way we've been doing it, and I think it's working, is members of the public who wish to address the LSB may do so in increments of 5 minutes, in order that everyone who wishes to address the LSB has the opportunity to do so. And if there's no next person, like if we have three people and we get through all of them and somebody wants to take more time to address us, they can do that, subject to the same 5-minute limit. During public comment, no LSB member may respond to or interact with the speaker. So when someone asks a question, when a member of the public asks a question,
Please understand, I'm not being rude when I don't answer or other people don't answer. The rules are that this is your time to address us. Not we, you. Our goal here is to remain civil, calling people by name or even without identifying an individual by name, but nonetheless making remarks that are defamatory in nature or really just plain ugly, will not be tolerated. Insults are inappropriate, will not be tolerated. This is not the forum for that. A single instance of that sort of conduct will be met with a warning to desist. Repetition or continuation of such conduct will result in removal of the speaker from the meeting. So, by show of hands, preferably, but is there anyone, any member of the public who wishes to address the LSB? And it's okay. You don't have to. Nancy Saibara Naratomi. Yes. Would you like to address the LSB?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Chair. The LSB meetings need to be announced on the air and at least four times in prime time, starting at least 1 week in advance of the meeting. That means last Thursday it should have started. I did not catch any. Could the IGM provide logs, times where there were such a cart was aired, if there was, to the LSB? And also, have not heard the required, those that's required. And also, I have not heard a required IGM report. If I missed it, I would like to know if it happened. And the half the time is supposed to be for callers to call in and ask comment, give comments or ask questions. And also the LSB report, where all LSB take turns to be on the air and give a report to the listeners, which is required, and half the time for callers to call in and comment or ask questions. I'm not hearing this either. And y'all need to get it started. If you, you know, I haven't heard this ever for the last 2 years, the LSB report. And the IGM, I think the last time was a year ago. Once a year, it seems to be happening. Okay, those things are required, and we need to have contact and communication with our listenership. It's real important, and those are a chance to do it. The other thing I wanted to say is this. Other election, the Pacifica LSB elections, not the vacancy elections, but there's no candidate carts at this station last year nor this year. And those candidate carts, by the wording of the bylaws, are not absolutely required, but it was a long history until last year and this year we didn't have any. And it's a good way for listeners to know that there is an election going on, because otherwise they don't know. They may not know. And the candidate forms are required in the Article 4, Section 6. And it's required for the candidates to have a statement, give their statement, and have an answer and question period of call-in listeners. That is a required thing. And, you know, the other stations, KPFK and WBAI, they've been doing them this week earlier. I listened to some of them. But there's not even a schedule of candidate forms at this station. That needs to be done. Otherwise, we're not going to have a healthy election. It will be a insider's election. Only people who know somebody who knows, you know. Otherwise, it's very quiet, and that's not going to be a good election. So please get this done, management, and provide logs of whatever the candidate forum, whatever that's scheduled, or candidate carts, if you're going to do them. You need to provide a list to the candidates and to the LSB so they can check they've been done. And And the IGM in the past has said those are easy to do to get the logs of times when they were aired. So if it's so easy, please start doing it. That's really a nice thing to do. Otherwise, because people cannot go to the archives and listen to every single show and every single top of the hour, or it's very time consuming. If you have logs that are easily distributed, do it and have some transparency. We need a GM report to the listeners. We need the LSB report to the listeners, and we have to have announcements for these LSB meetings so people know. And you have to include, and you don't have to, but you should include what time the public comment time is, from 8 p.m. to 8:30, so people can interact and join. We need to connect with our community. That's our shareholders. That's our membership that we have responsibility to. So please get those things done. The next meeting, I believe, that I know of on the top of my head is the third Tuesday, the KPFT Governance Committee. And we need to tell on the air where to find the link, kpftx.org, where to find it and where to find the telephone number. And everybody's welcome to come. Another thing is, last night on the Finance Committee, it said we have $30 left in the bank account of KPFT.
And thank you, Nancy. That is 5 minutes. You may address the board later, should you wish. I think we'll have time for you. Bill Crozier, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you, Mac. First, I want to thank all of you again for serving on the LSB. I know it's takes time, and I appreciate your dedication to this station. I want to especially welcome the new people, the new applicants, and Anita, who was just, you know, elected, I guess, last month, I believe. So I hope all of you can be on elected to the LSB, if not now, very soon. Other vacancies come up from time to time, and sure appreciate the, you know, the interest. Regarding the LSB list, it does sound like somebody needs to check on that and see exactly who's on it and make sure that their email addresses are right, not just names, but email addresses. You know, all it takes is one character that's wrong and you won't get it. So perhaps that's the problem. And also, when you send out a note to people, tell them to email the LSB, you got to stress that it's lsb@kpft.org, not .com, not lsb@.org or something like that, you know. So there's, just make sure you get the right information to people. But I do suggest that whoever, Rob or Adrian or whoever has those other emails from candidates who are not here, please forward the entire header of those messages so you can check and see if maybe that were the people that actually got it were CC'd. And maybe they got it that way instead of through the LSB list. Maybe the LSB email list was misspelled or something. That's all I can think of. I don't know. But please check with whoever's maintaining that and make sure you get it right, because that's an ongoing thing. And just a reminder of something that Nancy had mentioned. I don't think you need to, you know, have on-air announcements, all those on-air announcements of every meeting. We've got not just LSB meetings. We've got, you know, committee meetings, all that kind of stuff. And those are all posted on our website, on the homepage of our website near the bottom, with all the details and how to listen to them online and stuff like that. So I just suggest you refer people that you know might be interested to look at the website, scroll down, and it's there. So thank you all. And hope everybody tells their friends about the fund drive, and maybe we can start making the fund drive shorter. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. Is there anyone else who would like to address the LSB? Going once, going twice.
All right. Nancy does, if nobody else does.
Of course. You have 5 minutes.
Yes, I'm trying to find the citation, and I cannot find it right now, but it is in the bylaws that all PMB and their committees, and LSB is a committee, a subcommittee of the PMB, need to be announced. And why would you not want to announce it and tell people, well, they should go to the website and find out? We don't even have an announcement that there is a website called kpftx.org to go see for all the, where the, all the committees of all the whole network. See, we used to have one a long time ago with Otis's voice, but that's not being played now. So people don't even know about kpftx.org. That's, and Bill is forgetting the bylaws. No, this says at least four times in prime time, starting at least 1 week before the meeting. This is all committees, all of the whole network. And I don't think that that's not so difficult to do. And it's really good when we meet our people, our stockholders, our membership, and give a chance to for them to speak and join. What's wrong with that? Let's do it. The last night's finance committee, which is already posted, so you can, anyone can hear, you go to kpftx.org, and then you click archives in the upper right hand corner, and then you make sure it's the current year, and then this little bitty thin thing says filter committees, you look for finance. And then you can click it and listen to it. It was very interesting. Four paid staff of the Pacifica Radio Archives were laid off. They were non-union, and they were laid off. And what's happening to our archives? Very, very precious recordings. Some of these recordings, we do not even know what's in them because people sent them to the Los Angeles station. And those, we don't know what's in them. They're very, very valuable things that people trusted Pacifica with. And they have not been digitalized yet. So, and they have to be, you know, kept in a certain cool temperature. Otherwise, those old tapes may deteriorate. You know, what's happening with the archives? It's not clear, and it was not responded, the questions were not responded to by the ED. That is very worrisome, big worrisome. Okay, the war in Gaza, there is a show every day live from 11 a.m. to 12 called The Electric Infatada, and it's in English, and they're talking about the war. And WBAI edits it into a smaller smaller airplay, and they play it in the evenings every night. And so I think it would be a good idea to consider taking that edit that BAI is making and doing the labor to put together and putting it somewhere on our programming, because it's not very long and it's very important. They had stories today. One man had twins, and he went to register their birth certificates. And when he got back home, his wife and his twins and his wife's mother were bombed and killed. And this man was, well, you can imagine. Anyway, and other stories. And then somebody took his little boy to the beach and was playing on the beach and videoing it. It was good to see that a family could do something like that and post it to the Electric Infatada to show the world there's still something similar to mankind in a good way is happening still. So anyway, we're if you listen to KPFT like I do, you don't know what's going on unless you're listening to Democracy Now. Or there's a special report in one of our few public affairs shows. Why not do Electric Infatada? That's a good source. Or Al Jazeera. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Nancy. Captain Tom?
How are you doing, Sean?
Just lovely.
All right. Just want to point out that I noticed a lot of vacancies were listeners, and I'm not trying to be rude, but we do have, you know, more listeners than we do staff.
Hang on. I'm very sorry, Captain Tom. I need to get clear on something. Are you a member? You're not a member of the LSB, are you?
No, sir. I'm running for staff member.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I noticed a lot of listeners are on the LSB, and it's more than staff members. And this is my third time running the board. So I just want to make a statement that, you know, we need to have more openings on staff besides listeners. We have a lot of people that are very capable of doing the committee meetings and LSB meetings. And like I said, I'm not trying to be rude to anybody. Everybody here does an excellent job, and I'm very proud to assist the board, but we need more openings on staff. And as far as programming is concerned for KPFT, I've noticed a lot of changes, and for the good, not bad, but for the good. And I'm happy to say that Sandy's doing a wonderful job as our IGM, and I will continue to support him on down the road. I hope he stays our IGM. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Captain Tom. We have about 10 more minutes. Are there any other members of the public who wish to address the LSB? Keeping in mind, well, I don't see anyone. I don't hear anyone. I would say that if additional members of the public wish to address the LSB, we can reserve 10 minutes to take up later if somebody should show up and ask to be heard. Okay. Given that we've taken on an additional 20 minutes to do the well-suggested question-answer period for those LSB candidates who are here, I suggest we proceed with that now. Somebody tell me, do I need to reconvene the delegates assembly? Can we just say we did? And go on. So,
make a motion that we just say we did if we can.
Hearing no objection. So that just seems reasonable. There's only so many of us. So I hope that during the last 20 minutes, people have taken time to formulate any questions that they have to address to those candidates who have graced us with their presence this evening. We have Glenn Etienne, we have Rhonda Garner, and do we still have? I do not see. I believe we've lost.
No, Rajat, he's still there. Rajat, he's still there.
Ah, there you are. There you are. Okay, so. By show of hands, and I see one, Cheryl, do you have questions to address to the candidate?
Yes.
Please.
I was just wondering, Rajat, first of all, Rajat, will you say your name for me, please? You're muted, but Rajat. I think you said Rajat.
Yeah, Rajat Chopra, yes.
Hey, thanks, Rajat. I was just curious, also being a very long-term Generation Radio listener, I noticed that they often have kind of an exclusive audience, that a lot of their people only come for that show. And I was just curious how you made the leap to want to be on the LSB.
Well, I think when I started listening to Generation Radio, I didn't really realize that it was on Thursdays, only on Thursdays. And I was looking for that show on other days, other great music, like I mentioned, the blues that you can hear on Sundays. And there's so many great shows. And I have a, might sound kind of silly to some people, but I have a music app. It's called Shazam. And I have used it countless times when I am listening to KPFT. Normally I listen to it on the go when I go to meetings. And I pretty much have it on all the time. And I will just capture songs pretty much whenever I can. The station has given me so much joy, and I have a desire to help out the community locally. I'm here in Fort Bend County. I'm involved with the school that my daughter goes to with the Christian church that is part of that school as well. And I'm just looking to reach out to be a further part of the community. And when I heard about the opening and the position available, it just seemed like it made sense to help out in this way, to become in a way a greater part of the city of Houston by doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mary Ann, you have your hand up. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask all of the candidates one question. And the question is this, if you can all think about this, can you summarize in one sentence why you want to serve on the LSB? Thank you.
I'll go ahead and take that. As I mentioned earlier, the fact that media plays such an important role in people's lives, in our government, in our freedom, in what we do, how we live here in this country, how media shapes it, delivers the messaging, plays a huge role and how people react to what media delivers. And from that very well standpoint is why I'm interested in serving on the board. I like to help influence that in a positive way. That's my rationale, my reasoning for it.
Rhonda Gardner, would you like to respond to the question? You're muted.
I apologize.
No.
I basically got a subversive education from KPFT whenever I was in junior high school and high school. It was the one community thing that I had going on. Our world is crumbling. Our democracy is failing. And we are free speech and media matters. And I just want to see this station thrive. I feel like we're surviving. You know, we've got a good foundation to work from now, and I just want to make a difference. I want this radio station to be around for my grandchildren. I want it to be around for other people that, you know, I know that the way people listen to media and news and entertainment and radio is different, but I just homegrown good community radio. I want that resource here to support our artists, to support our musicians, our intellectuals, our activists. It's an important station. It's an important resource, and I would like to help it to keep going and to do better. and forage, foster a new generations of listeners, which I do feel sometimes that our station is really lacking in that.
Okay. Rajat, the question was, could you do it in one sentence? But, we're not doing that. So you have time to answer the question fully.
Okay. Well, I will, just say that I have worked on my own, on my own business to develop, my own business operational to account for different occurrences, different moments and events that happen in the business, and also do so for accountability with the financial aspects of the business. And I wish to extend those lessons that I've learned beyond my own personal business, which in some ways just helps me and my family and our employees here at the company. I wish to extend those out further, somewhat for the good of a community, however small or medium or large size it might be. And so that's one of the reasons why I would like to serve on this LSB.
Okay. Thank you. Tori Mercer, you have your hand up. Do you have a question for the candidates?
Yeah. And so this is just for all three candidates, just one question. Answer it or don't answer it, depending on what you've got. Have you ever organized a fundraiser for a nonprofit or community group? And what kind of specific skills, services, or talents would you be able to provide KPFT to help us keep the building maintained, the bills paid, or increasing our profile in the community?
I can speak to that.
Yeah, first let me say we allotted 20 minutes for this. We've used up about half of that. So if each person will try to do this in like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. Should I go ahead?
Yes, please.
Okay. Tori, yes, I have organized a fundraiser for KPFT, and speaking to one of the reasons why I want to be there, I had a fundraiser specifically for that. One summer, I had a band. I had a party in the backyard, and I just organized all of that on my own with management's permission. But I took on every bit of responsibility for that fundraiser. And it was to bring youth into KPFT. The money was earmarked to do a summer program for teenagers and young people that want to come in and learn about and do radio and have something to do, spend time at the radio station during the summer. So I've done that. I organized a Jim Hightower and Elizabeth McGovern hoedown. If y'all guys know who Jim Hightower is, right? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, and I had a big hoedown, and he promoted his book and did that. I was associated with another group here, that wasn't an organized group per se, but yes, I've done many fundraisers for people. And, I used to do, yes. And I'm active in Fund Drive still now. I help with Hank Lamb. I pitch where I can if people need help. I'm very good at organizing premiums, tickets. I do have the skills of having worked in the membership department and can be a real good catalyst for trying to bring people back in, or if they have questions, to actually, I've been around the block a little bit, and I think I project well to the people who call in and express concerns or something like that. So I'd really like to work on the sustained memberships. Thank you. I see you.
Yeah, well, we do want to make sure everybody has a chance.
Well, to yes.
Rajat, let's take you next. Do you remember the question?
Yeah, if you could just repeat it one more time.
One more time? Have you ever
boil it down?
Want me to read it again? Have you ever organized a fundraiser for a nonprofit or community group and what kind of specific skills, services, talents would you be able to provide KPFT to help us keep the building maintained, the bills paid, or increasing our profile in the community?
Okay. Got all that? Please. Rajat? I think you're fine.
So to answer the first part of the question, I have not been involved with a fundraiser to actually raise funds for a nonprofit organization. But I can speak to my experience a little bit, what I know and remember in supporting KPFT directly myself over the years. And I remember that when I have supported, I would get a letter, something that would be similar to like a confirmation of support or donation or a something of a tax receipt. My name, I remember, has always been misspelled on those letters. And I also remember that those letters have come much, much later than I would have ever expected. So just by gleaning on that little bit of information that I got from the, you know, the timing of the letters and the misspelling of the name, I feel like I can help in the organization of the fundraiser, the boots on the ground, development of processes and systems to ensure that the paperwork, that the operations behind the scenes is handled smoothly, maybe examine the chain of command or how information is passed down from the time that a donation is taken over the phone to the time that a thank you letter or a confirmation letter is handed out to that donator, because that is a big part of turning a one-time donation into a recurring donation, is just communicating and staying in touch with those donors to let them know how much you appreciate their thoughtfulness and their willingness to donate.
Okay. Glenn?
Yes, I have been involved in fundraising. I was president of a local community organization and where we raised funds annually for scholarships for high school students going to college. And during my term as president, I had to make sure that one, that we were very organized, that we all had roles that we had to fill. I personally sought corporate support, several corporate donors did support our effort. And I made sure that others who made those contacts corporately as well as personally followed through with potential donors. And, we did follow up and thank them for their contributions because it's important. Scholarships to students, is very important. We know what's happening with higher ed and how the costs keep going higher and higher. So it was very important. I have done it. I have no problem in reaching out into the community to try to raise funds.
Hey, Cheryl, we have a few more minutes. Do you have another question? You're muted. You're muted, Cheryl. You're still muted. There you are. And you muted yourself again.
It's not me, I swear. I just thought real quick, what I would do is read the candidate statements of the three people not here. How do you feel about that? Two of them are only one sentence long.
You've got 5 minutes.
John Mercer says, hello, can you please tell me more about the board vacancy, requirements, duties, and qualifications? Thank you, John Mercer. Email and phone number. Jim Robison says, hi, I'm a member of HSA and would be interested as a board member. Any information for consideration would be appreciated. Thank you, Jay Robison. No phone number. Dave did write a little bit more. Dave Cotton with a phone number. Dave, I'd be interested in filling a midterm board vacancy, and the final year of my contract with my employer, I'm looking for volunteer opportunities and my golden years. I've previously served for 2 years on the KUHF board on the finance committee, but found it to be more honorary than operational. I have an MBA and 40 plus years of work experience, currently a VP for technical services and QHSE for an oil field service company. Pretty fly for a white guy and could bring some dad energy to the board. A liberal in sheep's clothing. Favorite show is Border Radio in the afternoon. Thank you, David Cotton, with a phone number.
And I would say that I also saw that email. So that did squeak through. Whatever problems somebody's having, that squeaked through, and I recognize.
Oh, what's in my invention? Wonderful.
I sent my statement to the LSB.
Rhonda, did you send it? Rhonda, did you send a second one this time? I'm curious because I got one last time, but not this time. Just curious.
Did I send one this time?
Yeah. Did you send an additional one?
No.
Okay. I just wondered. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm missing and what I'm not.
But you know what? When they had the original delegation vacancy, whatever, I put my name in for that.
Right.
And I resent to the LSB this evening just now because I saw that someone else was forwarding candidate statements. So there's that wonder for me.
And with our last minute or so, let me just invite you to send it now. I realize I did just hear you say that. But this is to everybody. This is to those people that are not here. Extend the invitation to them to send us statements. Okay. And with that, Debbie, we've got about another minute. And Debbie, your time is spent being muted.
I got Rhonda's, but I can't open it.
Well, we can deal
I'll
with
get that. Brendan.
You don't have to deal with that as we sit here.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It's time to.
That's fine.
We've exhausted our time extension, and let me get over here to the. Okay, we have allotted 5 minutes for staff recognition. I know they're all doing a great job, and we all appreciate them. Does anyone wish to address a particular?
I do.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to recognize everybody who has managed through the hurricanes. I know that has been, it's a group effort, but I also know that Howard is where the rubber meets the road on everything engineering. And the fact that we were off the air for really a very short period of time is amazing. And what this station is, the little station that could, you know, what this station does with so few resources is just remarkable. And I just want to thank everybody who makes it happen.
Yes. Does anyone else wish to?
Yes, I'd like to thank Stuart and Howard and Richard for the remote broadcast that we had a couple of weeks ago. I think it really came off well.
Amen. Yeah, I was there early in the afternoon. I got to listen to Elevator Prozac in person. Does anyone else? Yes, Debbie.
I don't know. Arlo, he's a volunteer, but I want to definitely thank him because I haven't been able to get down there to mow and do all the yard work because we got tore up here. So I just wanted to thank him for sure because I did see in the IGM report that he's been going by there. And he tells me he goes by the station at least 2 times a week. And so he's taking care of my mowing because I couldn't get down there. But I want to thank him for sure.
Yes. Anyone else? Hearing none. Hearing none. Let us move on to the IGM's report. We've allotted 15 minutes for that. But we also have a 10 o'clock time certain. So, Sandy?
Thank you, Mac. Tomorrow, Thursday, the 15th, we start our summer cruise fund drive, formerly called the Summer Sizzle. Our goal is $75,000. Thanks to monies collected through August to this point, including some sustainer rollovers. This is not the same thing as the money coming in monthly. These are people that are renewing, and remember, it's a smaller goal for August. But between the two, we're starting with almost $15,000. So we'll be looking to raise $60,000 by Sunday the 25th. I think we can do that. One of the things that we have planned on the 28th of September is a blues cruise with Nuri Nuri playing some tunes. This is a three-hour boat ride on Clear Lake. There'll be beverages and food and all of that. That's a thank you gift in this fund drive. It's a $150 ticket or a pair for $275. There's a video up on the website and on the Facebook page with Nuri explaining the whole thing. We have other videos up there too. Why do we have videos? Well, we just finished FCC training by and large. We've still got some stragglers, but you're going to hear things approached a little bit differently this fund drive, given the FCC fine against New York. And I want to thank John Amella and Marlo for hustling all of our volunteer staff, on-air staff, to get through this ordeal and to understand what's in front of us now. Folks that have not had that training will not be pitching or on-air this fund drive. That includes regular programmers, by the way. This is a non-negotiable. It's a must-take. We did have some damage to the west side of our building. That's the building extension where HD2 is housed and the green room, for those of you that are familiar. We lost several pieces of hardy plank, and our crack team of volunteers, Debbie's on the call with us, looked at it. It's a little bigger job than they'd like to tackle, and I don't blame them. So we're entertaining a couple quotes. In fact, I should have one in my inbox and another one to follow, and we'll go get that repaired as quickly as possible. We already have the replacement hardy plank. Not a big deal, but we need to take care of it. During the last month, we aired the Sheila Jackson Lee Memorial live with Rad Rich and Akua Holt providing commentary and content. Also, Rico and our interns participated, and I thank that whole team for getting through that broadcast with several hours. Kind of exciting. We had the Vice President of the United States on KPFT. Pretty cool. COVID. We've had several cases of COVID around the station. It's impacted operations during the last month. In fact, it felt kind of skinny when Howard and I were the only ones around for virtually the month because of COVID. But happily, Robin is back and gearing up for fun drive, ready to rock and roll. And Marlo will be back as well starting tomorrow. HD1, HD2, make room. We now have HD3 streaming. We're screwing around with the equipment, making sure everything's running right, but we will have a third 24-hour grid at little old KPFT running. That will not be FM broadcast. That's streaming only for the moment. One big change to our schedule that you will hear this Saturday at 10 a.m., Rick Izquierdo and Lone Star Jukebox returns. This is part one of a couple changes on Saturday. Part two you will see in September. There is a candidate forum planned for all those running for the LSB seats. It's on September 5th, scheduled right now. It will be a two-hour Zoom meeting that will be aired live. I've asked people on the board, specifically Teresa, and discussed it with Susan. I think I mentioned it to Mac. I'd like the board to come up with six questions for those candidates running that are going to be meeting by Zoom on air. Doesn't necessarily mean that your questions will be used, but in all likelihood, they will be. If we're not burdened to write those on staff. So please get those to me by the end of the month, or if you will, September 1, 6. So get together as a group is what I would advise and sort it out.
with 14 candidates in a round table. And given what you've seen here tonight going around, it's going to fill up those 2 hours pretty quickly. Again, September 5th, time TBD, but it will be 2 hours. The latest Nielsen reports show us bubbling up to a cum of 97,700. I believe that's a high watermark for us since our return. And the market share remained at a solid 0.4. So again, we're moving in the right direction. We literally need to get to a cum of 150,000 and a market share closer to one to really say that we can fund the station and hire a staff, even a basic staff. Those are the metrics surrounding KPFT. Currently in the bank, no, we don't have $40, and there's not $0. That's rumor and speculation. Now, by the way, this is a huge crowd here tonight. I think this is the biggest crowd that we've ever had for this meeting tonight. Glad to see it. $182,509.31 in the bank, including we're getting $22,521 a month from 1,270 sustaining donations. We'll be looking for more sustainers this drive. The very generous $50 match is again on the table. And for those of you on the local station board that would like to set a good example for the listening public, if you'd like to throw in $1 match for every new sustainer, and I'm anticipating that we'll get around 75, so this is a $75 request. Please get your name and your email to Jane, who graciously consented to collect those names, I think, last meeting, and we'll get that going. And Robin will be in touch. That's about what I got, so I'll take any questions that you might have.
Does anyone have any questions? I would note that we've got about 8 minutes left of our...
Quick question for Sandy. Hey, Sandy, I know a number of us did step up for that dollar match. I don't ever remember receiving any communication on what we've been, what our liability is so far. Are we just guesstimating, like you said, that it's 75 bucks each?
Are you referring to our previous drive, our May drive?
Yes, sir.
Robin should have been in touch with you. I thought she had run down all the folks.
She has not participated.
Okay, I'll have to mention that to her. But Robin is your contact there, Rob, and thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. Any other questions for the GM? Debbie?
Yeah, we get a hold of Jane Schilder?
Scheider.
Okay.
Scheider.
To do the $75 thing?
Right, just write an email to Jane, or if you'd like, copy me on it.
Okay.
Or Robin, better yet, saying that you'd like to do that. And that's appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So any three of you guys. Okay.
Well, Robin in particular.
Okay.
She's the accountant for FunDrive.
Yeah, that's.
Anybody else have any questions for the IGM?
Sandy, could you comment on what I hope is what we'll call a trajectory for the fundraising? And I know we didn't ask this earlier, but I'm just making the assumption, are we being more productive with each subsequent fundraiser? Does that question make any sense?
I think I can answer your question if I understand it. We've been, by and large, reaching our goals consistently over the last, and I don't know how many in a row, 5 or 6 fund drives. It's been a good string. We didn't quite make our goal in the May drive. We did like 98.9% or something. It was really close. Okay. So the trajectory is we're making our goals on fund drive, which means that we're making our budget.
Is the baseline static, or are we increasing the goals?
I would refer you to Robin Lewis's report, which is appended to the report that I have circulated. And let me see if I can put a little bit behind that and just say that here we go. Okay. So if we go year over year, in terms of fundraising, let's see right here at the top, maybe. Here we go. Come on. All right. So year to date, we have raised. Come on, Robin, where is it? Okay, fiscal FY24, the current year, has brought in $620,018. Last year, FY23, brought in $673,031. That's all in grants, listener money, card donations, all of that, everything, okay? So is it static? If we make our goal on this fund drive, which is $75,000, which is really our last month of the fiscal year will be September. We have one more month behind it and a guaranteed payday of nearly $23,000. So if we couple it all together, we should earn at least or around another $100,000 this year. So we're looking at closer to $720,000 in total donations, according to Robin's report, which I trust to be accurate. So we're going in the right direction. We're one bad fund drive away from a disaster, though, always. And we have to remember that.
Okay? Sandy, we've got time for one more question. Teresa's had her hand up. Teresa, what's your question?
Can you tell us a little bit about the Cottonwood? And thank you very much for clarifying that we had more than $40 in our bank account.
Yeah. Unfortunately, KPFK, our Los Angeles station, does not. That's not good. The Cottonwood event, you're talking about watermelon, Teresa?
Yes. Yes.
So we held the Cottonwood put on a two-day watermelon festival. And I need to be really, really clear here. We were made the beneficiary by Cottonwood. And without going into too much detail, if we do it next year, it'll just be a KPFT event without sponsorship from a club. We'll find a club and just put it on. I was not at all pleased with the results, only because the Cottonwood Club insisted on collecting the donations. And when you looked around the room, only about half the people that attended donated. So our take was diminished as a result. I don't have an exact number for you, Teresa, but it was less than $900, or half of the pie, or 51% of the pie.
I want to say that was it was very nice. The bands were very nice.
Yeah, it was a good band.
It was good to see Mike Woodson and the Hugh Talk people there and lots of programmers. I think that the guests just were not aware of the KPFT involvement, which was sad. I went to people's tables, didn't eat any of their food, but I did introduce myself to a lot of people, heard some very interesting stories, and a lot of people just didn't know what KPFT was about. So it was a great opportunity to talk to people, and I'm glad you gave it a shot.
Well, again, we had very little control over the lineup for music, even the poster and other details. That was all done at the insistence by Cottonwood. And anyway, there's next year, as I said, I think we could do a whole lot better on our own if we want to undertake this kind of event. There's a lot that goes into this. It's not trivial. So it's well, I've done similar events and multi-band events at venues, and it's a really, real, really big challenge. You need good people. Speaking of which, just the acknowledgement, I attended, and Tori was there, a memorial for Dennis Walker, longtime volunteer to KPFT, who coincidentally was instrumental to many of those, many of those benefits that I was involved with directly, that you're familiar with, the Thanks Bob, the Thanks Jerry, the Deadbeat Ball, all of that, all of those events, probably close to 18 of them in total over the years. So rest in peace, Dennis.
And that, thank you, Sandy. Turn that timer off. And PNB rep reports. Who'd like to
I'll try to go through quickly, and maybe I can cover sort of for the group of us. First, let me say welcome back to Marianne. Everyone really loves working with her, and I'm so glad that you're able to commit to that again. And also let me say that many of us miss Richard a lot, and we're looking to have a celebration of life with his lovely two nieces who were there with him and for him for 2 years of being sick. And so we'll let you know when and where. As Sandy pointed out, we've had this FCC compliance issue because basically WBAI has had a merchandising model for fundraising, and that was criticized by the FCC. So, and to a greater or lesser extent, that has happened throughout the system. So we've had this massive training effort. 800 of something like 900 employees have been trained so far. If you don't take the training, you're not on the air. The good thing is that WBAI had to pay the penalties. Because we have such a good compliance plan, and because we've paid the penalties, WBAI's license was renewed. So that's really good news. Also, WBAI has, you know, been in a lot of trouble for a long time, but now their tower the tower rent is current. I will be forwarding to everybody Friday the executive director's report, the one that is available to go to LSBs because there isn't confidential information in it. She has told us and kept us apprised, and if you see these reports over time, that the archives we're moving into a very good situation for them. Basically, the staff that we had was only able to digitize at most 1,000 tapes a year. We have 80,000. You got it. So we have entered into an agreement with the Library of Congress, and they're going to be able to digitize 20,000 a year, and we will retain all rights to the intellectual property, to the recordings. So that has been able to help us turbocharge that effort.
They do 20,000 and we still do 10 or?
No, we could only do 1,000. We're not doing it anymore at all, because even the digitization that we did was not up to standard. It wasn't real. Okay. So it's all going to the Library of Congress. And I can give more reports over time. Let me also say about funding. I'm on the National Finance Committee, and KPFT has more money in the bank than any of the other stations except KPFA, which is much larger than we are. So, I mean, that is really a remarkable thing. The board last met July 18th, and it's meeting again tomorrow. So we'll have more information then. We have gotten the quarterly financial statements. I have circulated them. If you haven't received them, I'm happy to circulate them again. And I think Teresa may have a couple of things to add about the governance committee and the personnel committee.
Okay. Teresa?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. The personnel committee will be initiating the evaluation of the executive director. Should be finished by the end of October. The governance committee has started a subcommittee to review some items which involved governance and also things like proper notification of meetings and such. And we will be voting on a number of them at the PNB tomorrow. And I anticipate that there will also be an item on the agenda of the Pacifica National Board involving the terms of the people who were elected last year.
If I could just add on that, the terms of the folks elected in 2023, the board, the national board voted to have them serve only 2-year terms. And that had to do with timing because we skipped an election or delayed an election from 2022. So the board is considering restoring those as 3-year terms. There's also a bylaw amendment that is being put forward, which is to establish the personnel committee as a standing committee. A bylaw amendment has to go through a process with a notice period and so forth. None of that has been set up. We had a bylaw amendment that was under consideration before, and there were some questions about people not having the time to be able to understand it. So that has been withdrawn and will go forward only if there's a new notice period.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none. LSB committee reports, development and outreach. We've allotted 5 minutes for each of these.
Okay. We have met to call lapsed donors. Sometimes there is a challenge there because we have interns and therefore we don't have that many phones available to be calling lapsed donors from the station, but we are working on it. And we anticipated meeting next week. And I have put in a request through Robin to find out about that, what day is appropriate. We are also working on the possibility of a concert as a fundraiser, in the Woodlands. And there's several other, we are going to participate in walking in the Timberlane Labor Day Parade, for example, and several other outreach events have been planned. If you feel like walking in a parade, please contact me.
Okay. I don't see any questions. Finance Committee, Linda?
Yes, thank you, Mac. The first thing I would say is that Sandy said we were on pace to hit maybe $720,000 of revenue this year. And just looking at the budget that we put up for last year, our budget was for $524,000. So that is quite an overachievement. That's a really good deal. And speaking of budget, so last night at the Finance Committee, the KPFT budget was presented to the and it was accepted. It was passed, and a lot of budgets have been passed on, but not with I don't know what the correct word would be, not with flying colors or anything. But ours was passed on with the full recommendation of the National Finance Committee. So it'll be going to the Pacifica National Board. And I'd say we are the first station to have that go this far. And I'd like to thank Sandy for his help in the presentation last night. And that's it.
Cool. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Governance. Susan?
I'm not governance.
Oh, you're not governance. Who's governance? They're not here. Sure. There is one, but they're not here. Okay. Management, MSRC, that's you, Susan.
Yeah.
I was looking at you and I just want to call on you because you know everything.
Well, I say a lot anyway. So management selection review, I'm very bad about dates, but we met first Monday of July, I think it was. And we had a very good conversation with Sandy where he helped us understand sort of what the steady state of the station is right now in terms of
you know, what the, who all is being paid and his way of kind of creating a workforce when we have very few dollars to do so. And we also, we had some conversation about when might there be a posting for a permanent GM. Let me mention that in the system, every station at this time has an interim general manager. Every station. So Sandy's been in that position for more than 2 years. Michael Novick at KPFK has been in the position for more than 2 years. WPFW is relatively recent. WBAI just went interim, about a month ago. And, Antonio Ortiz at KPFA has been interim for years. So that's one of the things that we're being challenged. All of us are being challenged to address, what do our management structures need to look like? So I think we'll have more of that conversation next Monday. We're also the driving force for getting NDAs, non-disclosure agreements that are required by the PNB for anyone who participates in confidential deliberations or receives confidential materials. You don't have to sign it, but if you don't, you then don't participate in those activities.
I ask everybody to get their NDAs in.
And I'm trying to ride herd on that. Let me just say, we're very fortunate that Jane, so NDAs, lots of people have signed them in the past. They've gone here, there, and everywhere, and people don't know where they are. Okay. The executive director knows where the director's NDAs are, but not for all of the stations. Jane Scheidler has offered to be the keeper of, and she is tech granny. So she'll get them scanned and in a place on a gizmo where she can find them.
Okay. Okay.
In a gizmo where anybody else can find them, which is more to the point.
Yeah.
God forbid I should get run over by a bus.
Let me just ask, do you think you'll send emails around to everybody with
I already have, but I'll do it again.
Okay. All right.
And I'm following up with people.
Yeah.
I have a question on that.
Yeah, Wendy. Mm-hmm.
I did get an email, I don't know, a month ago or something, and I think it said that this was a test or a draft.
Yes. So what I did was I sent it out to the MSRC to get your feedback about whether, you know, you had, because some people had said, I don't know if this is right. So, and the one bit of feedback I got was from Mac, who said, I think it's fine. And he's an attorney, so I've gone with that. So now I'm sending it out to everybody. I figure people miss it. So if I don't hear back from you, I send it again and complain.
Well, last thing I'll say on that, be advised, if you don't execute an NDA, you won't be able to attend executive sessions. It's just that simple. And that's why Jane is going to have a list. This is a list you want to be on. If you're not on the list, that's bad. If you're on the list, that will be good. All right. Is there any unfinished business? I take it by your silence, there is not. Is there any?
Sorry. You're doing a great job. I just want to say that.
Unsolicited testimonial, folks. Unsolicited testimonial.
Totally unsolicited. No, I wouldn't know him if I saw him on the street.
All right, I'll get with you on the back end. Okay. any new business? Is there any new business? I hear none. Let's confirm that our next meeting date is September 11th. 2024. Well, I'll get with Cheryl about that. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have my hand up, sir.
Of course, what? Adrian.
Is it Liana?
What?
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question. Did anybody, did the whole LSP receive the emails that I forward that was received by the LSP? Did anybody receive it? Wasn't my invention, right? Everybody received the email from those candidates? Did you?
I cannot. Acknowledge?
Because
what?
Let me repeat it. Did anybody or everybody or is anybody missing the email that I forward for those candidates that were emailed to the entire LSP? Because I want to know that you receive it now because I forward everything to everybody now.
Well, Adriana, I'll tell you, I don't have it, but I'll also tell you that sometimes when you send a blast like that, it doesn't, the internet is not always the instanet.
Is anybody so, that
I got one.
Great. Okay. You. There you
Thank
go.
You. Thank
there
you. Thank you. Go. Thank you.
All right. Cheryl, you have your hand up?
I was just responding. I thought Adriana was asking, did we ever get them initially? And I was going to say I got all but Cotton's. And yes, I got your blast too during the meeting, Adriana and Rob's.
Thank you. That wasn't my invention then. Good.
Move adjourn.
I see them raising their hand to second it. And
no objection.
I don't hear any objections. So in the words of the least beetle, let's exude.
Hi, everybody.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all. And welcome. Welcome to all of you who are candidates. Thank you so much for stepping up.
And welcome, Anita, too.
Don't forget to turn in during phone drive.
You're too.
Cheryl, stay on for a minute, will you?
And I'd really like to be... You hope we can do something to commemorate Richard Uzzell.
Yeah, I believe that's in the works.
Great, thank you.
After the fun drive.
Fun drive, board members participate, please. Thank you all.
You can go home now, right?
See you next month. Bye bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Later.
Good night.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye.